Well, there's a lot to talk about, obviously, after yesterday's 30-9 win over the New York Jets, but probably at the very top of that list is Matt Moore, who stepped in for an injured Ryan Tannehill and goes 11 of 19 for 131 yards, a touchdown, didn't throw any interceptions, and ends up with a QB rating of 96.6. He joins us in studio now. Matt, first of all, congratulations on the win and stepping up in that situation.
Yeah, thanks. It was just a big win for everybody, the whole team. Our defense and special teams played outstanding, and just good to be a part of it.
Talk us through that moment, you know, on the sideline, and you see Ryan coming off the field. It was a third down play, so the team was getting ready to punt. Is there a conversation that takes place, the two of you? I mean, how do you know it's time to get ready?
Well, I just knew. I could tell he was in some pain, you know, and I actually went over to ask him if he was going to be all right and didn't even get there. I just really – you can just tell he was not feeling good. And at that point, I knew I had to start warming up and be ready to go. And, you know, I didn't know how long I was going to play, whether, you know, Ryan would come back or not. You know, the only conversation I really had was with our quarterback coach, Zach Taylor, and he said, hey, you're up for now, you know, and, you know, who knows how long that's going to be for. So I was preparing to play the rest of the game, and that's what happened. So it's just crazy how it all went down.
It's not a thing you look forward to as a quarterback on the sidelines, but you immediately get that adrenaline rush because you know when you make eye contact with the guy that's playing right now that he's not going to be able to go. So you have to immediately go back and kind of draw on what you did all week because you're probably getting, you know, 15% of the reps at practice, 20%. And now you have to go, hey, the immediacy of getting in the football game, you have to be able to take over and you get the buy-in of those 10 guys.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And that's a great thing at one side, and it's kind of nerve-wracking on the other side, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I kind of had to get my feet wet a little bit. And, you know, first couple plays, we had the first third down, you know, I was a little late to Devon. We possibly had a shot there that we missed. And but I think after that, we kind of got in a little rhythm, you know, hit Devon on a nice little short pass, and then the nice one to Hartline across the middle. Brian made a great read. You know, they were playing a quarters coverage, and he did everything exactly right. And makes it easy on the quarterback when you get those things, when they all come into place for you.
And that's probably the biggest thing is coming into the game is once you get your rhythm established, now you're like, okay, I'm okay. Let's open up the offense a little bit more. And that's when you were able to get down the field to a couple guys.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, once you get the feel, you get in a rhythm, you know, then it's like, all right, I've done this before, you know. And, you know, I'd love to say I wasn't nervous stepping in there and just, you know, business as usual, you know, pick up where we left off last year. But there was a little nerves there. But like I said, you know, after that first drive, I think we were rolling and everybody was feeling good.
Matt Moore is with us, steps in relief yesterday of Ryan Tannehill, played expertly, leading the Dolphins to a victory. Easy to forget the score was 3-0 when you came into the game, and obviously it ends 30-9. Take us inside the huddle, you know, the first play, you know, when you go out there and it's kind of like, hey guys, you know, what was that all like?
Well, I wanted to say something to let them know that we're going to be okay, you know, and so I'm – you know, people have gotten to know me a little bit. I'm kind of silly in some situations that maybe I shouldn't be, and – I think I said, hey, guys, like I said, somebody quoted me saying that, and I said, you know, it's nice to be back in the saddle again or something like that, and they all started laughing, and we kind of rode from there, you know what I mean? But just that was just my way of letting them know that we're going to be fine and let's just keep rolling, you know?
Take us through the mentality of the situation that you've been in, you know, keeping yourself sharp, keeping yourself ready, because obviously the cliche is, you know, at any given moment, it's going to be your situation.
Yeah, and, you know, the majority of my career, I've been a backup or in a backup role for the most of it. And, you know, I remember my rookie year in Carolina, you know, Jake Delhomme, you know, had gone through at that point some interesting times in his career, wasn't always a starter. So he just kind of preached to me. You know, you always have to prepare as if you're going to start. And obviously there's some differences there because you don't get reps in practice. And so you got to do as much as you can because, I mean, you know, in this league, especially at quarterback, guys can go down at any moment. So, you know, that's just how I've kind of gone about my business since I've been in the NFL. And it's paid off because I've been fortunate and took advantage of some opportunities.
Was it a fun game to play in after you guys kind of got on top? You go into the locker room with a big lead, you come out, and they go down and answer with a big return and a field goal. But you guys answer with a big return and a touchdown. I thought that was the point of the game where it was like, you know what, you put the stamp on the game right there.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, they came out, and you know, our whole message at halftime was, hey, we got to keep the pedal to the metal, keep going. You know, the rivalry game, the division game, you never know what's going to happen. And so they come out, get a little momentum, and then, you know, Thiggy breaks that long return, you know, and I think we put together a six-play drive and ended with a touchdown. You know, individual effort, great individual effort everywhere. And my favorite parts of the game were obviously, you know, the touchdown pass. I mean, how do you not like that as a quarterback? Right. But just the third down. I mean, I know we struggled on third down a little bit. We need to be better there. But just, you know, I think third and short was one of them. Third and long, the deep ball to Marlon and to Jabbar. Those were, you know, that's truly just playing ball. You know what I mean?
Now, I know you haven't learned a lot from the rookie Ryan Tannehill, but when you were celebrating, was that the lasso throw that you were working on? I wasn't
sure.
I didn't know what
I was on my back, and I figured, what can I do down here? You know, I was having fun, man. That was in the moment, you know?
It was a nice toss to Anthony Fasano, 4-yard touchdown run, as you said, after the big Marcus Thigpen kick return. You mentioned Marlon Moore and Jabbar Gaffney. These are two guys we've talked an awful lot about the last couple of weeks as the Dolphins, I guess, try and discover, you know, who the next two wide receivers are going to be after Hartline and Bess. Maybe the Matt Moore quarterback scouting report on those two guys and what you saw.
Well, the scouting report is they both can play. You know what I mean? They both have interesting stories, and that Jabbar is new, obviously. And, you know, he's been here 3 weeks, whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter the amount of time. It hasn't been very long, and for him to step in and contribute is big. And then you got a guy like Marlon Moore who, I mean, plays his tail off on special teams. I mean, if you put on the tape, it's really awesome to see him do that. And then I think he had just made a big play on special teams the drive before, and then he comes back with that big third down catch, lays out. So they're big time parts of what we, you know, guys that we need to step in and make plays, and they do that, and they're only going to get better. I mean, Marlon's obviously had experience here with the Dolphins. Jabbar is new, but we're, you know, both of them and as the team, we're only going to get better with time.
And Matt, I guess the good thing for you is this week nothing changes. You're going to prepare like you have to play, and if you have to play and start, great. But if not, you know, you take your reps, you get your mental reps, and you prepare yourself to, if anything happens, you're ready to go.
Yeah, that's all you can do. You know what I mean? That's all you can do. I think that's the job description. And you know, there were some things, you know, after watching the tape yesterday that were kind of funny. You know, I had some footwork issues on some run plays and stuff, and Devlin's in there giving me a hard time. And I said, you know what, man, I'm just trying to do my job.
Right.
And you know, it might not be the prettiest thing at times, but you prepare to move the offense and things like that. And that's all you can do. And if you get the chance to play, you know, go out there and do your best.
Well, you did very well yesterday, as we said. 11 of 19, 131 yards, touchdown to Fasano, no interceptions, and a 96.6 QB rating. Before we let you go, Matt Moore, I know during the bye week you went back home. You got the high school jersey retirement ceremony. That must have been kind of a cool weekend.
Yeah, it was. It was really cool. And, you know, my high school, I'm sure, as in a lot of high schools, there's a lot of tradition at my high school, and it's still kind of near and dear to my heart. You know, that my head coach is still there. My little brother's about to go to school there. Mm-hmm. And I just had some great times there. And so for them to do that for me is a really neat deal.
Very cool. Awesome. Congratulations. Your brother play, by the way? Is he a football player?
He is. He's actually injured right now, but he's looking forward to stepping into freshman football next year.
Nice.
Very exciting. Yeah. You'll let him wear your number, I imagine, if he wants to, right?
He said he doesn't want to. He said he wants to wear 10. So
okay.
We'll look forward to that.
Good stuff. Matt Moore, awesome job stepping in yesterday. Appreciate you coming in and talking to us about it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Matt.